It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Monday afternoon, the last limited crop progress report was released with just a few states reporting progresses. Starting next week, we'll start to see a full report coming from USDA. Again, this report is primarily focused on winter wheat, and we'll look at those numbers after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, Monday's crop progress report continues to show a winter wheat crop that is decreasing in conditions as warm, dry conditions continue to kind of dominate, or did dominate, the southern plains for the previous week. Now, forecasts are calling for rain for much of the southern plains, especially the eastern parts of Kansas and Oklahoma, even parts of Nebraska. But it's going to be limited, and it's likely not going to fall in the areas where the winter wheat crop is raised, which is continuing to help bring a little support into the winter wheat market. For last week, though, we did see winter wheat conditions for Kansas drop another 6% to 40% good to excellent. 23% of the Kansas crop is in the joint versus 7 average. 62% of the state is in some stage of drought in Oklahoma, as that crop also decreased this last week. It dropped 1% to 13% good to excellent. And we did see Texas's crop also deteriorate this last week. It dropped 2% to 14% good to excellent. Overall, you start looking at Oklahoma and Texas's crop, those ratings are pretty poor as far as looking at the big picture. Kansas's crop is still rated at 40%, which means that rain could come in and help support that market if it came in a timely manner. Right now, though, we are looking at the winter wheat crop continuing to be in pretty poor condition as it comes out of dormancy.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.